some ground to cover tonight on the podcast. We thank you for tuning in, including the latest from One Bills Drive on the passing of team owner Ralph Wilson just a couple of days ago. And we are joined in our studio tonight for the podcast by the president, CEO of the Buffalo Bills, Russ Brandon. Russ, good to see you. How are you holding up?
I'm holding up, Murph. It's been a very difficult and emotional few days, but we're holding up and doing our best over here at One Bills Drive.
We, like you, were at the owners' meetings for a couple of days down there doing our radio show, and the news really hit like a thunderclap there. You were in the owners' meeting, I guess. Can you take us through what it was like, what the atmosphere were like when that news was announced?
Yeah, you know, we were in the owners' meeting, and I received a call from Mary Wilson and stepped out of the meeting, and she had delivered the news to me, and I texted Commissioner Goodell, and we spoke. He came out, and we spoke for a few minutes and talked about, the process. And it was interesting, Murph, to be at the league meeting, which Mr. Wilson loved so much and respected, and being around his fellow owners, and to have the opportunity for the commissioner to deliver that news to Mr. Wilson's peers. And the outpouring of emotion and support from the fellow owners was tremendous.
You know, we saw it outside the meeting from a media standpoint, and I think I told you this the other day, Russ. I was just blown away by the expressions of condolences from like people like Bob Kraft and Clark Hunt and Jeffrey Lurie. It was pretty clear that Mr. Wilson meant a lot to that group in that room.
Oh, there's no question. When Mr. Wilson, when he got up to speak, and the league staff, you know, everyone sort of stopped because what Mr. Wilson meant for so many. You know, the league was built on the backs of men like Ralph Wilson and Mr. Mara and so many that you know. And just to hear the stories, I've been sitting in there, Murph, for close to 18 years and had the privilege to know most of those men very well. But just hearing some stories about Mr. Wilson throughout the next few days that, quite frankly, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much he contributed not only to the league but to his peers. And, you know, I always like to say the league meeting was when Mr. Wilson was at his finest. You know, he was a man of impeccable integrity and conviction. And I've sat right next to him for many years and watched him go against the grain at times on subject matters that weren't very popular, but he always looked at things from a common sense aspect and voted for what he believed in. Like I said, sometimes it wasn't popular, but it was often spot on. And it was always with the umbrella of what it meant for his franchise in Buffalo and for small markets and for the good of the NFL. That's why a lot of people term him as the conscience of the NFL.
Clark Hunt told us the story outside the meeting of he said, in general, they discuss an issue and Mr. Wilson wouldn't say anything. And then he said, eventually we knew at the end of the discussion, we were going to have to ask Mr. Ralph what he thought. And he said, we knew he probably wouldn't like it, but we would hear his honest, forthright opinion of exactly what he thought was wrong with whatever the issue was.
Yeah, there really wasn't a lot of gray area in some of his answers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Always delivered in his very convicted way, but always with a big hint and tinge of his sense of humor,
yeah,
which is classic and his charm. You know, that's, you know, watching him walk up, I always tell people, Murph, we sit in the back of the room. There's three long tables, and we have always sat in the center table in the back left, and people sit, and I've been there, you know, like I said, 18 years, and we've always sat in the same spot. And I said, Mr. Wilson, why have we always sat here? He said, well, number one is closest to the cookies. And number two, if we're talking about anything non-football, it's time for me to get out of here. So, you know, he loved those meetings. He loved the subject matters. And
what do you think he liked
about
that?
The focus on football. You know what? Because a big tenor of those meetings is obviously football. And that's what he loved. That was his passion, what he loved so much. You know, obviously He loved his family, and he loved his country, and he loved this team, and he loved this town. He loved his fans and the passion that they brought to Ralph Wilson Stadium each and every week. And he liked to celebrate that at the league meeting and be around his peers. I had the great fortune to sit there many times with Wellington Mara and the Rooneys and Mr. McCaskey and Mr. Modell and just a Mr. Davis and listen to those stories. I mean, it's priceless.
Yeah. We're with Russ Brandon, the president, CEO of the Buffalo Bills. And it's the John Murphy Show, the podcast for Thursday, March 27th. Announcement today about the private funeral services for Mr. Wilson. What can you tell us about that, Russ?
Yeah, there'll be a private funeral service for Mr. Wilson this weekend. And then we're in the process as an organization of trying to finalize some details that we're going to announce hopefully over the next few days. We want to celebrate Mr. Wilson, not only for his life and for all of his accomplishments, but also for his passion for the NFL and his passion for Buffalo. So I think it would be therapeutic for all of us to be able to get together as a community and celebrate him.
An announcement to come forth pretty soon, I would think.
We're hoping so. We're working on some details. There's obviously been a lot of moving parts over the last few days.
Like you, we just got back. I came back to work today. You said you were back here last night, and I was very curious to know what the mood might be back here at One Bills Drive. Can you talk about that a little bit, what it's been like the last day and a half?
It's been a somber mood, obviously. You know, we suffered a profound loss of our leader, and, for me, my mentor, one of my closest friends, Mr. Wilson had a way of touching everybody in the organization, no matter what you did. And people had enormous respect for him, obviously, and I love him very much. And it's been a very difficult couple of days, but I think what's been nice, though, is everyone has been able to be together and sort of reminisce about, you know, some classic Mr. Wilson stories. And I think, as time goes on here over the last 2 days, we've been able to, spend some time and reflect. But, you know, from our standpoint, it's, our focus is business as usual. And that's really what I'm focused on and our staff is. We met today and we have a renovation that's in full swing. We're preparing for OTAs. We have the draft process that's coming to a conclusion here in the next 40 days. And he entrusted me to run his franchise, and we will do so with honor. And we will also do so with a laser focus on winning.
And it probably is what Mr. Wilson would want us all to do here, right?
Absolutely. He'd want us to laugh because he loved to laugh. We miss him. Miss him dearly, and we will honor him the best way we can would be by winning. So that's where our focus is.
One last thing. I got on the plane in Orlando last night to come back home here to Buffalo, obviously flight bound for Buffalo, and a woman stopped me and touched me in the arm and said, "Hey, I'm really sorry." And I thought, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, Murph, yesterday leaving the meetings, I ran into four or five people that were from our region, and every single person did that. They'd come out of their way to see you and say they're sorry and how much Mr. Wilson meant to them and what the Bills mean to them. And it puts in perspective what this franchise means to so many, and we're greatly appreciative of that, and the outpouring of support from people has been unbelievable.
Thanks, Russ.
Appreciate it, Murph.
Russ Brandon, President, CEO of the Buffalo Bills. It is the podcast, the John Murphy Show, the podcast for Thursday night, March 27th, coming to you from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.